The more we learn, the more we see how naive we have been. At least if we have been paying attention. In regard to our view of nature, we have failed to understand that the mother herself does not play with or depend on a finite set of variables. If she does, it is only because we have shaded her into conceptually isolated and separate parts, a feature not of her, but of our finite, localized perspectives. Everything, and I mean absolutely everything, is interconnected. As such, it is likely incomprehensible, too. To discount such a statement as frivolous New Age talk is utterly useless. Put aside all your presuppositions. Put aside what you think you know about nature and look upon her as if for the first time. Have you lost that perennial mystery, that timeless awe, that respect for being itself? Has the trade-in of your humble ignorance been worth the illusion of reductionist understanding? There's nothing inherently wrong with the latter, but in the process of encasing ourselves in concrete, we have also entrapped our minds into thinking that we could grasp an absolute objective understanding of the world and her fruits that we are. Yet is this not an outgrowth of nature? Is she not the one spraying pesticides upon herself, bombing herself on the other side of herself? Sure. Why not? It's fine to think about it that way. But this is still missing and likely dismissing the point that we all care about. If we are to survive, and I would hope that we aspire for more, we cannot continue to sweep things further down the hallway and act like it will not have fatal consequences later on. You cannot spray those pesticides without tainting your mother's milk. You cannot strike fear without retaliation later on. You cannot torture other beings without collecting the painful consequences that they themselves would face only if they had the chance to live. You play a part in this thing we have going on. This unfolding event of society, culture, and life. Do you have a duty? Only if you want meaning. Only if you want to feel alive. Only if you want to feel like you being here has any point. I don't have confidence in any absolute morality. I have no confidence in a judgmental father or God. I only and solely have confidence in reality, and that it may shake its feathers in whatever way it wants. The sun illuminates the murderer as much as it does the saint. The only difference is that one has seen the other in himself. All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that episode. The blog post for this specific episode is on the website, memeandmeaning.com. If you want to support the podcast, you can leave a review, like, share, all that good stuff. Until next time, think about these things, talk about these things, and live well. Later.